You're listening to SBS News.
Tens of thousands of tourists flock to cities and towns across northern Chile to stake out spots in one of the world's best locations to witness the total solar eclipse. Millions more watched across South America or via an online feed of the event when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, completely blocking out the sun's light. Northern Chile is known for clear skies, and some of the largest, most powerful telescopes on Earth are being built in the area, turning the South American country into a global astronomy hub. Astronomer Elia Sedugati from the European Southern Observatory says that makes this eclipse particularly important.
It is so special compared to previous ones is because it's a very rare occasion where we have a solar eclipse, complete solar eclipse, total solar eclipse that passes over a major observatory. So we actually here have the facilities to really analyze and study the eclipse with big telescopes and sophisticated instruments.
Tourists have flocked to the European Southern Observatory from all over the world, including Roxanne Suzanne from Switzerland.
It's the first time that I'm going to see a full solar eclipse, so that's why we decided to come here. And also it's the first time that I'm going to visit a station.
Local Mayor Yoko Galio-Gilios says the eclipse has become a major attraction in the area, and the regional government has helped to attract the tourists.
What do we expect? That this place turns into a tourist attraction, so that visitors who come here in nearby locations may come and take a photo where there was once a total eclipse of the sun. We received 2,000 pairs of glasses from the regional government, donated. 1,000 of them are being given out to the regional residents, schools and daycares of the community.
Totality lasted about 2.5 minutes, and as the moon's shadow crept across the landscape, the temperature dropped, crickets started chirping and streetlights turned on. Visitors reported seeing what looked like a 360-degree sunrise and sunset around the horizon. For the scientists, it gave them a rare glimpse to parts of the solar system normally hidden by the sun's glare.
We have new experiments that will basically take spectra of solar corona, and they will basically try to figure out why they have such high temperatures. We have a very interesting experiment to actually look at Mercury, because Mercury is so close to the sun, normally we cannot observe it.
This was the only total solar eclipse to happen this year, though an annular eclipse, where the moon appears surrounded by a so-called ring of fire, will be visible from Saudi Arabia to the Philippines. It will be visible as a partial eclipse in Australia. The next total eclipse visible in Australia won't happen until 2028. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.